protecting cash flow in your agency is easily the highest priority when you first jump into the agency game. And this is more for some of my, honestly, it's not even for beginner agency owners. Like, this is for agency owners in general, because I know of a lot of successful agency owners, successful. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, I did the famous little quotation marks around successful, right? Agency owners that generate a lot of revenue, top line revenue, who do not protect cash flow appropriately. Now, here's the thing. Protecting cash flow really has a lot to do with your risk tolerance as well, right? If you want to play a risky game, then ignore your cash flow, right? But if you're wanting to play the safe game, the low stress game, the I'm going to take care of my employees at all costs game, then cash flow is going to be very important for you guys to pay attention to, right? And for your cash flow to stay in a safe spot, well, you have to start building some sort of bank, right? Some sort of what we call like a slush fund or a reserve. And for us, we kind of call it like our operating expense reserve that we can last in our business at a minimum 3 months without making a single dollar, which is such a worst case scenario, right? When is the last month that you guys actually generated $0 into the business? It's probably been quite a while, right? And so we're talking worst case scenario. If we bring in $0, our business would be able to withstand 3 months of operating expenses. So we could pay our team, we could pay ourselves, we could pay all our software and still operate when generating $0 in revenue. Now, for our business, we do things a little bit differently. We do 6 months, and sometimes 6 months is not too much of a safety net, right? Now, we like to play things safe. We like to have security in our cash flow and know that we have cash in the bank when needed. And sometimes that cash can go towards growth, but we know that that safety net is there for us. And so we can come into each month with a very clear mind. Even if we had a little bit of an off month, say we drop, 10% in revenue or something along those lines, then we know going into that next month, even though we're still profitable at that decrease, we know going into that month that there is a cash buffer that will protect us at all costs, even if we took a loss. Now, our businesses haven't taken a loss in 3 years, ever since we started the company. So it's never been the case. But if it were the case, then there would be a cash buffer there just in case. Now, at a minimum, my recommendation is always 3 months, right? Have 3 months of cash of operating expenses in place. It is really the safest thing to do for the business. It is the smart thing to do for your business. And it's a smart thing to do, especially when you hold the responsibility of having a team, because that is one of the most important things to protect is, of course, your team, but also your own livelihood, right? And making sure that you can pay yourself and continue to live a consistent lifestyle. Same thing with your team, right? Like the worst feeling in the world, and luckily I've never had to deal with this, is not having the cash flow to pay your employees. And if you've ever run into that, I'm sorry. Like, it's not a fun feeling, I'm sure, to run into, but it is avoidable. It is avoidable if you're smart with your cash flow and you're smart with your hires. Now, when it comes to hiring, in an agency, it is always the last resort to hire, in my opinion, right? Now, some people will probably battle back with me on this of like, well, you can't scale without people. True. But at the same time, we shouldn't be in a rush to hire people, right? We should always look to optimize. We should always look to try to keep our headcount as low as possible. You know, it's become this thing in the agency space that, oh yeah, like we have 100 plus employees, right? That's the cool thing. High headcount is the cool thing. It's really not. I think the cool thing is how low can our headcount be at the revenue rate that we're currently at? Because I'd be way more impressed if someone said, hey, we're at a $10 million run rate at 30 employees versus, hey, we're at a $10 million run rate at 120 employees, right? That's impressive. That means you're bringing probably a lot to the bottom line, and you're also paying your employees probably pretty well, right? Because if the company's winning, probably everybody's winning. If you're a good business owner, some people won't pay their employees well. But that's kind of the idea behind it, is like, what can we do in order to keep our top line revenue high, keep our headcount low, and keep our profits in a really good and secure place? And really the only way to do that is be calculated with the first hires that you bring on, right? And so with that being said, like, everyone has a little bit different risk tolerance. And I think that's the key concept here is like, hey, what's your risk tolerance when it comes to growth and scale? I think at like the best thing that you can do is have some sort of operating expense buffer. And if you don't currently have one, it's something to work towards, right? And an easy way to do this is just take a percentage of your profits. It's very business fundamentals, but take a percentage of your profits, start storing that away every month. We didn't get to 6 months in operating expenses in our bank account by, you know, just wishing it there, right? We had to be very diligent on it and make sure that every single month we were stacking a little bit away, stacking a little bit away. And eventually we got to a place where we didn't have to stack it away. And when you don't have to stack away cash anymore, it's going to provide some opportunities for a few things. One, it's going to let you, one, feel good about giving raises to the team. Two, you can increase your operating expenses at that point, knowing that you have the cash buffer available. So it'll make you feel more comfortable when bringing on team, when bringing on new software, when you're having to pay for that mastermind, right? Knowing that there is a buffer in your bank account for that. And then lastly, one of the most important things is you're going to be able to pay yourself more as a founder. And one of the things that I want to persuade founders, if you're starting an agency, if you're running an agency for a while now, I don't know where it came from, but for some reason, founders started to take a backseat to their own pay. When you are not compensated well as a founder and as an individual and the person running the company, you're not filling your own cup. And it goes back to the very common nomenclature that if your cup is not full, right, it's hard to fill the cups of other people. So fill your cup first and then, of course, take the overflow and fill other people's cup with it. But it's like those are the things that are a byproduct of you keeping cash flow in a really good and healthy position. And so I encourage you guys, if you learned anything from this episode today, get your cash right. If you get your cash right, your business will function a lot better and your mind will be a lot clearer on making decisions on when it is time to have to dip into those operating expenses a little bit more and to have to increase your overhead. It's going to bring a lot more clarity and a lot more comfort in doing that. Hope that's helpful for you guys. We'll see you in the next one. Peace. Crew, if you love this Daily Ops Boost episode, you're going to absolutely love our YouTube masterclasses that we're doing on YouTube right now. We're talking systemization, lead generation, sales, all on YouTube, all in a digestible format so you guys can get the things that you need to scale your business effectively. We'll see you over there.